I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Rude Retelling, read by Brian Harvey. If you're offended easily, then this isn't the Christmas story for you.
Hello everyone, how are you? This is Brian Harvey. If you remember last year, I read A Christmas Carol, and we're doing more of them. We got like another six, and this is the first of that six, and this one's called Twas the Night Before Christmas. Twas the night before Christmas, or as normal people would say, Christmas Eve. This Clement bloke's really fucking pissing me off already. This is so shit. Anyway, twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. You could hear sirens in the distance. The couple shagging next door, but inside the house, complete silence. Kids tucked up, mum and dad gone to bed, having had an argument about wrapping presents. The dad was a lazy cunt. Can I say that?
Say that.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was a cunt.
Oh, I like this podcast all of a sudden. The dad was a lazy cunt, while the mum did all the work. You know, the normal Christmas Eve. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care. Christmas ones, not those ones, you dirty bastard. In hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. Okay, time to modernise this a little bit. The children were tucked up in bed, whilst visions of TikTok dances went round their heads. Mum, in her horrible Christmas PJs, bought by the husband last year in a last fucking minute dash, and him in his M&S set lay in bed. Their brains resting ahead of the arguments with family members the next day. Especially Uncle Nigel. Who is this bloody Uncle Nigel? He was in the last podcast. Anyway, crash, boom, smash. Or as this Clement bloke puts it, there are rare in such a clatter. The husband woke.
Fucking hell, Mary. What the shit is that? He screamed.
I'm sleeping now.
Her voice has changed. I'm sleeping now.
Away to the window, he flew like a flash. Tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. Now at this point, our old mate Clement is proper arty-farty about it all. This is what he says. The moon on the breast of the fallen snow gave luster of midday to the objects below. Basically, it was a bit snowy outside. Probably like a light dusting, but still enough to cause absolute fucking chaos to London Transport. Because that's Britain for ya. At this point, you either believe or you believe he was high. Because what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer? We've all been there though, right? We've all seen them, little tiny reindeer. Anyway, on with the poem. With little old driver so lively and quick. Size doesn't matter, right ladies? I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. St. Nick, well, ain't he demonic or something? Ain't he got something to do with evergreens and Saturnalia and the Yule log? Like, you all eat a chocolate Yule log and think, this is nice, isn't it? But really, if you knew, they used to do human sacrifices on it. Christmas was once called Christ Mass. And before that, it was called Saturnalia. And it was like, you ever seen the film The Purge? Do anything you want for 48 hours and it's all right. And it was a right old fucking wonky time. And then it was outlawed, and then they give it a facelift and a Christmas carol, and and now they call it Christmas, and now everyone gets in debt every fucking year. It's good, isn't it? And it ain't even Jesus' birthday. How about that? How about that? Just a little small fact there for you on this cold winter's evening. I'll get on with it. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, as he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. Oh, Comet, oh, Cupid. Oh, wait, Cupid, pay attention, you dickhead. Oh, Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Wait, the sat-nav is rerouting. Fucking thing. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. Sounds like I've read this before, doesn't it? I'm a bit good, if I'm being honest. As dry leaves that before that one hurricane fly. I do not know what that means. Does anyone know what that means? As dry leaves that before the one hurricane fly. When they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the house, top the courses they flew. With the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. I sound posh, man. That basically means they flew. None of this fancy shit needed. Reindeer fly because it's Christmas. That's what they did. We all fucking know how it works. We've seen enough Christmas movies to know how this shit works. There is no need for this fancy shit, hurricanes and leaves. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof, like, seriously, what the fuck is a twinkling? Yeah? What is that? Stupid. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. Shut the fuck up, yelled the wife. Her voice has changed. Shut the fuck up, yelled the wife. I'm trying to sleep, she continued. But the husband was still busy staring out of the window. As he drew his head in, down the chimney came old Santa Claus. He was dressed in all fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. That's gonna happen if you don't wear the proper clothing. Yeah? Health and safety. Are you wearing a mask? These are the things we ask Santa this Christmas. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back as he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. What? What, Clement? Fucking what? He looked like a peddler. A peddler of what? A peddler of crack? A peddler of fucking... He looked like a peddler just opening his pack. Now look, it doesn't sound good. Some old guy breaking into your ass, creeping around, getting his sack out, right? It don't look good. But it's Santa Claus, so we can all agree it's fine. There's not a problem. There's just not one, right? There's no problem here. Don't ruin Christmas. His eyes, how they twinkled. Ah, we got to the bottom of it. Twinkle of an eye. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. How can you hate a man like that? You can't, you can't. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke had encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. Honestly, are we really body shaming Santa right now? Like, fucking hell, like, trying to bring a bit of happiness to people's lives. And Clement is just like, he's on his case, man, calling him fat, you know what I mean? But leave Santa alone, you dickhead. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. In spite of yourself. In spite of yourself. So you're a fat cunt as well, and you're laughing at Santa. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. So you was worried at first when you clocked him in your ass. This is the dad talking, I think. So the dad said he knows. The dad knows. The dad knows this bloke's creeping around the house. Right? And there's nothing like a man that's broken into your house winking at you to make you feel at ease, is there? Let's be honest. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. So he's done his lot and he's fucked off now. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas, motherfuckers, and to all motherfuckers, a very good night."
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.